Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, thank you for today. We love you, Lord. Bless us by your word. Teach us by your word. Bless the listener on today, Lord Jesus. You know the circumstance. You know what they're going through, Lord. Pray that you have mercy upon the situation. Show them what they ought to do, Lord Jesus. Give them the understanding and the wisdom for this hour, Lord, and help all of us to have the courage to walk in your wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go back. We're going to go back to the book of Romans, but I want to read one verse from Romans chapter 5, verse 1, because we were talking about justification, and we were looking at Romans chapter 5 earlier this week. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we were talking about justification where we were talking about being predestinated, called, justified, and glorified in verse 30 of Romans chapter 8. So let's go back there. It said, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified. Justification, as we talked about before, a legal term, we've been justified. We went up before the council. This is all done in the spirit because God sees the end before the beginning. He sees the end at the beginning. He sees it all in one shot. He is the Alpha and the Omega. It is not partial with God like he has a partial view. He sees everything. And to God, it is already done. That's the reason why these verbs here are in the past tense. He called, justified, glorified, already done. And so justification has already taken place. We have been justified by faith in Jesus Christ, our faith, and through the grace of God. And so it's already done. We went up before, when we would have been counted as guilty. All of our sins would have said guilty as charged. Jesus went in our place, and where it would have been guilty, there was a sacrifice done. Therefore, now we have been declared righteous. It's a declaration, not from anything that we have done, but we have been declared righteous. Therefore, we are justified. It's already done. Justice was served through Jesus Christ, his blood. Therefore, we're innocent. Don't you love the Lord? We're innocent where we would have been guilty. Now, then it says, them he also glorified. That is something that has yet to happen to the saint. We will be resurrected, glorified with Christ in heavenly places. It says we are seated in heavenly places. In God's mind, we're already there. He already sees us as being glorified, having our glorified bodies, having the capability that we can do the things that Jesus did. After he was resurrected, he was seen. He was walking through walls. He appeared and reappeared. He disappeared. He did all these things in a glorified body that had been resurrected from the dead. That will one day be us. We are going to be resurrected from the dead. And the spiritual essence is going to be who we are in heavenly places with God. It is yet to be seen how we shall appear, but we know when he does appear, we shall be like him because we shall see him as he is. We are going to be like Jesus. And we already read that it was predestinated we should be conformed to the image of his son. That means all the way through. He lived on this earth. He was tempted in all points, yet without sin. He is showing us how we ought to be. We shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh, but conform to the spirit. He died. He was resurrected. Now he's seated at the right hand of God. He shall come forth and get us in the rapture. All of these things taking place. We are following after his image and after his likeness because we shall be like him. And glorification in God's mind, it's already done. We have already been predestinated. to be like God and to be with him. We already were known in eternity past. He already knew our names. And when it was time, he called us forth. We could have been all in sin, doing heinous, terrible things. And in the fullness of time, God called forth his son. In the fullness of time, he called us forth. And he called us by name. And I thank God for it. You know, I've had one experience, and I haven't really shared this so much with many other people, because you know when you talk about some spiritual things and you talk about supernatural things, you know, people get into the woo-woo, you know, woo, you know, they get a little spooked out. Or some people live in kind of that woo-woo area and that they can't even come down and walk the earth. It's, everything is so super spiritual. Eating a sandwich is super spiritual and they got a message out of it. Well, everything is not super spiritual. But I will say I had this situation one time when I heard my name being called. I was asleep in my house and I was not living a godly life to say. I was asleep in my house. I was asleep on the couch and I heard my name being called and it woke me up out of sleep. And the voice sound very, it was a man's voice. It was a compassionate voice, and it was a voice of calling my name, like making me aware, like Vanessa. It was a voice of awareness, and I woke up out of sleep, and I thought I heard my name being called, and I thought, oh, I must have been dreaming. I went back to sleep, and I heard my name being called again, and the voice sound like one of compassion and reason, that the voice was trying to tell me something, frankly, before it was too late. And the voice sound like this, Vanessa. It was a voice of like, let's be reasonable about this. Let's make sense out of this. You are not living right. So the verse was first of a calling, of a awareness to making me aware that God was there, and the second voice of one of reason and compassion, as if saying, I am trying to get your attention. Let's reason together. You know that this isn't right. And the person that was with me at the time, I went into the other room and I said, did you call me? It was late at night. Did you call me? The person was sound asleep. No, they didn't call me. And I'm going to tell you, it startled me, but it woke up my spirit. And I asked the person the next day, have you ever heard of anything like that? And he took me to the book of Samuel and talked to me about Samuel when he was a child, that the Lord called him. And the third time when he called him, Eli told Samuel, the next time, he said, I discern is the voice of the Lord. The next time he calls you, you say, yes, Lord, your servant heareth. And to tell Eli everything that the Lord had told him. Well, from that time forward, I believe during that time I started really studying the Bible. I went and got me a study Bible. I started eating that Bible up because it was the voice of the Lord. And that is that in Romans 8 and 29. For whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate, and he to be conformed to the image of his son, and he called the person, and he called me. I'm not saying called me to be a preacher. I'm talking called me and got my attention that I was not living right, and he was feeling sorry for me. It's like a sorrowful voice. Please join me on the Word in Me. God bless you as we continue to walk through the book of John, and we are talking about the book of Romans right now, Romans chapter 8. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Amen.